Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Hey, Kelly, what's up, man?
Man, I am feeling like I want to talk to you about another dead end, another thing that used to be big. They still exist, but they've kind of fallen off the wayside. You want to talk about that?
Sure. I'm always good talking about things that used to be and are not around anymore. That's my wheelhouse.
Let's go back to elementary school. Let's go back to recess. Now you were living in Michigan. What age were you when you moved to Texas?
15.
Okay. Well, that was after elementary school. But I don't know, in Texas, as you can imagine, elementary school, you run around out on the playground during recess, right? You're playing tag, playing football with your friends.
Yeah.
And you don't really care at that time about getting sweaty. You don't really care about, you know, how you look. You're just out there having fun. But in Texas, it can be really hot and you get really, really thirsty. And so What happens right after recess? What does everybody do?
They must all run to the drinking fountain.
Yes, they do. Or is it called the water fountain? Or is it called the water bubbler? Or is it called the Benson bubbler? Or even most fancy, Benson the bubbler. Double bubbler. Today, I'm talking about public water fountains.
Oh, man.
Now, let me just ask you, when's the last time you drank out of a public or water fountain in general?
You know, they have them where I work, but they also have, they're fancy now where they also, you can fill your water bottle up with them.
Yeah.
And I think I've used maybe one since COVID. But I remember the ones that you're talking about when I was little, I remember for some reason the water would come maybe about a quarter of an inch out of the
right. There was no water pressure and you had to actually put your lips on it to get
right on it. Now that is not hygienic at all. We loved the ones every now and then you'd get one with a lot of pressure that would shoot the water up. And then it was, then everybody could squirt, you know, throw water on each other. Yeah, that was
right. Right. You put your thumb over it to create a thing. Well, I mean, water drinking fountains, you know, it's funny. The last time I drank out of one was yesterday because I was at an office and the office of one of my clients and they had, you walked up to the bathroom, the men's room was on the left, women's room's on the right. In the middle were two drinking fountains. Yeah. And I immediately thought, oh man, I know what I got to do with this. I even took pictures of it.
I mean, I walk by one every day. I just don't use them, but yeah.
Well, I took a sip because I figured I needed to refresh myself. Now, the big thing with the drinking fountain is it is literally a little stream of water, like you said, that comes out and hopefully comes out far enough that you don't have to put your lips on it. But you kind of got to bend over. Sometimes they're chilled. Sometimes they're not. But you find them in a lot of public places, schools, offices, grocery stores, libraries, right? Airports, and you still see them. Yeah. You still see them around, right?
Yeah, no. Like I said, I work at a university, and we have several.
Well, that's probably because after recess, all those college kids come in and they're thirsty.
Yeah, for sure.
They were first developed and kind of marketed in the U.S. by two different companies. It was the Halsey Willard Taylor Company and the Luther Hawes Company, and they're the ones that sort of built the first water fountains. But over the years, the design has changed. Like they used to be porcelain and they were kind of steel. And you remember the refrigerated ones? They were more of a big square and they made a humming sound when the refrigerator would kick on. Well, one interesting thing, a lot of them you see now aren't like that. They aren't that big square, kind of like rectangular boxy looking thing. They're more like a little shelf that sticks out. Do you know why? And they lowered them. And do you know why?
Probably for ADA purposes, right?
Yes. Yes. People in wheelchairs, you know, children, all that sort of thing. More people could get to it if it's down lower. But back in the day, you know, we kind of appreciate the fact that we can turn on our faucet or we can go to the store and buy bottled water. But back in the day, drinking water was a little harder to get a hold of.
Oh, yeah.
And these fountains were something that a lot of cities and countries introduced for general public, right?
We never had bottles of water back in the day.
No, but we had water you could drink out of your tap, right? But 100 years ago, 200 years ago, let's say in Rome, they didn't. And so in places like and Italy, you know, I'm talking about the city Rome, or in England, or in pretty much any country in the world, they would have these big fountains, these public fountains that have a column coming out of them, and usually a nozzle or a little kind of scoop looking thing where the water would come out. Do you know what those were called in Italy?
What?
They were called Nasona. And the plural is Nasoni. And that actually means large nose, because they looked like kind of a person's face, and the little thing that the water came out of looked like a nose. So they started popping up all around in the 1870s in Italy. They also started popping up all around in the United Kingdom. But one of the most interesting places in the world that has these public drinking fountains was Nepal, where they had some as early as 550 AD. And they were called Hittis.
550?
And here's the part that'll really blow your mind. Some of these in Nepal from like 550 AD are still in operation.
Really?
Like people still, yeah, they still actually use them.
So it's all mechanical.
Yeah. There's no computer. I mean, these were literally just like a fountain. As a matter of fact, when my kids and I went to Germany a couple of years ago, there were a few places in Germany and Austria where they had these fountains that were, the water was drinkable, and they were from the 1800s, and people would come and fill up their buckets at them because they didn't have running water in their house.
Well, do you have to like turn a crank or anything to get the...
No. The water just was continuously flowing out of it. It's just like a spigot with water always coming out of it.
Oh, cool. And y'all partook?
We did. We did take a few sips of those. Now, interestingly, in the 19th century in London, they became a big deal when the, I don't know if it was Parliament or who, created a Metropolitan Commission of Sewers and Fountains. Now, the Metropolitan Commission of Sewers and Fountains was designed to actually get rid of raw sewage and make sure that it didn't just get dumped in the Thames, but also have water that wasn't polluted for the public to drink from. So that was kind of a interesting concept in London. There was also the Metropolitan Free Drinking Fountain Association. That was one of the first groups in London to form a public drinking, several of these fountains where people could get money, or sorry, several of these fountains where people could get water. And initially, when they first came out, within a few months, they were being used by over 7,000 people a day.
Wow.
Coming to get their water from them.
A very important thing back in the day.
Yeah. But you know, what's interesting is as we got into the late 1800s, early 1900s, these fountains actually became associated with temperance and non-drinking. They actually started to put these outside of pubs and saloons in the US. I guess they called them pubs over in the UK and saloons here. And evangelicals and religious people, religious leaders and temperance movements people started to actually use these as a way to encourage people to drink water. Because if you think about it, a lot of the water that people drank or had access to back then wasn't actually very good quality. It was actually muddy, or it tasted bad. And so people would drink beer, they would drink wine, they would drink alcohol, because the fermentation would make it more sanitary than water. So these religious groups that didn't like people drinking would build these things outside of these big public drinking fountains, outside of pubs and saloons, and they would often put inscriptions on the side of them. I'm going to read you one of those. It says, "Jesus said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water I shall give shall never thirst again."
And did this work, do you think?
Well, it gave people an option, right? Like before, you could drink water and get sick, or you could drink beer and not get sick. Now you could drink water and not get sick.
You said they put it outside the saloon.
Yeah, this would be like in the street outside of a pub or a saloon. with the Greek figure of temperance, who is named Sophrosyne.
But if I had planned on spending my night at a pub with my friends, and I just take a drink of water, now what am I going to do for the next 3 hours? I feel like the fountain should have been inside the saloon with like little
cups. These were pretty big things, and they were pretty designed for, like, if the saloon was closed, they still wanted you to be able to get this fresh water.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, this was going on in England, in Paris, again, in the Old West, in the United States. After the Civil War, they started making these public fountains. And this was like the Women's Christian Temperance Union. Like, mm-hmm. groups like that were supporting these things. So they became known as temperance fountains. That was kind of a name that they had.
Interesting.
Now, the ASPCA got involved because they felt like, back in the day with horses, there weren't enough places for horses to get water. So they would combine a fountain for people, fountain for water, and sometimes even a basin at the bottom for dogs.
Our local park has a fountain and then has a lower one for dogs.
The original design of these things, when they started becoming industrialized, was a pipe that kind of stuck straight up with a little bit of water coming out of it. And the problem with that was you'd put your mouth on it and the water would fall back down onto the pipe. So, right. Any sort of infection or bacteria or, contagion that you had would fall back onto the pipe. Then this guy named Halsey Taylor, I was talking about that earlier, he came up with the idea of the bubbler and the double bubbler. And these were ones that shot out at an angle, and the double bubbler, you've probably seen this, that shot out from two directions, left and right. So you put your mouth in the middle and that's where you drank.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but that sounds like a good invention.
Well, of course, the health department got involved, and pretty soon you had to have a little hood over it to keep people from putting their mouths on it and to keep water from going back. You know what I'm talking about? It was like a little guard.
Yeah. In fact, I remember not an insignificant number of kids would get their teeth chipped on those.
Right, right. You leaned down too quick and it was solid metal.
Or the bully behind you would push your head. It never happened to me. But
look, man, I apologized for that. I'm sorry.
But no, I remember kids getting their teeth chipped on that thing because the bullies would push their heads on that thing.
Yeah, I mean, those actually, according to some government records, those had to be at least 4 inches long to meet health standards, like in some places. So, there was some contagion and some sickness that happened between them. But also one problem was a lot of buildings with lead piping, you were kind of like getting water that was contaminated with lead. Now that could happen in your house as well, but that was something that happened. A big thing that sort of started the decline of water fountains was bottled water, the rise of bottled water and sort of the bottled water contingent, the bottled water marketing ploys that basically said, hey, fountain water is deadly, drink bottled water instead. But interestingly, the same process to clean the bottled water or the fountain water was typically the same thing used for bottled water. It wasn't any cleaner. Tests have been done.
Wow. Now, in terms of the mechanism to make the water go up, you remember the button that was really hard to push?
Yes. There were different kinds. There was a button that would be really hard to push. There was a lever that you kind of turned. And then there were some where you stood on a little pedal.
Yes. You remember that? Yeah, but the problem with the foot pedal, again with the bullies, is as you were leaning down, the guy behind you would stick his foot out and step on it and give you the water before you're ready and you get
right.
Dose of water in the eyes or the nose. Again, I wasn't bullied, but I would witness this kind of stuff.
You heard stories.
Water fountains were just a magnet for bullies, though. All kinds of mayhem could happen at the water fountain.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about gossiping around the water cooler. It was gossiping around the water cooler and bullying around the water fountain.
Yeah.
So speaking of bullying, Very unfortunately, water fountains also became sort of known during the Civil Rights Movement and before the Civil Rights Movement, that basically segregation was, that was a big point of segregation. Like white people, some white people back in the day didn't want non-white people drinking from their fountains. So they actually would have them labeled for whites only. And that was a, you know, I kind of think about that. When you think about segregation, you think about the bus, you think about fire hoses being sprayed on people that are marching, and you think about those fountains that say whites only.
Yeah. And it was only like 50 or 60 years ago too. That's
1964 is kind of when the Civil Rights Act abolished that in law, but you know, of course in practice it took longer. I wanted to talk to you a little bit more too about the term bubbler. Now, have you ever heard them called a bubbler?
Never.
It was kind of a common term in the South, like the Southeast, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, but also up in like Wisconsin, they had people commonly called a drinking fountain a bubbler. You know how in some places people call a soda, some people call it a pop, some people call it a Coke.
Sure.
You know, this was kind of one of those things. But in Portland, Oregon, there was actually a guy named Simon Benson who donated $10,000 to build bubblers around in 1912 around Portland, and they were called the Benson Bubblers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember you saying that earlier.
And they still exist.
The Benson Bubblers?
So if you go to Portland, Oregon, they are not just, they're actually in sets of four. So there'll be four round discs, probably about, you know, 10 inches, 12 inches in diameter. And each of those has a little drinking fountain. So it's like a set of four drinking fountains all together coming up from one pipe in the center and one drain in the center.
And people call them Benson Bubblers.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of Benson. Wow. They're kind of one of those things, kind of like in Austin, you know how we have the moon towers?
Yeah.
They're kind of like those moon towers, except for the Portland, for the Portland area.
Well, if you're from Portland and you're listening to this, send us a picture of a Benson Bubbler. We'll send you something in return.
Now, of course, other couple of things, you know, cold climates can be challenging for water things, but today it really comes down to sanitation. People don't feel like they are sanitary. They don't like the idea of putting their mouth on something where someone else's mouth has been. But, you know, I kind of embrace the water fountain. I have those fond memories. Water fountain, and did you ever drink from a water hose, like after you'd been playing outside?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And you remember you would kind of kink the hose to stop it or to slow it down, and then you'd have your friend drinking out of it, and you'd unkink it, and it would spray in their face.
Again, with the bullying.
All right, well, that's it. 20 minutes in. That's water fountains, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it.